As an artist, I had no specific aims for the mural. The project was outlined by the Greater London Council, talking about the community's history, talking about the survival of the community, the strengths of the community, the people who lived in the community, and the GLC felt that these people needed some form of identification and acknowledgement by Brixton Borough Council and the Greater London Council of their existence. All of this came out of lots and lots of talks that were that followed the Brixton riots. But I had no specific ideas. I wanted simply to use the opportunity to make a rather large abstracted painting. I have found a GLC press conference sheet, which was dated June 24th, 1985. The GLC commissions anti-racist murals for London, and was an invitation to this press conference. And it's organized by Peter Pitt, chairman of the GLC's Arts and Recreation Committee. And he's quoted in here saying, "These murals will provide a living testimony to all Londoners of the multiracial composition of the capital city and the contributions made by these communities to the life of London. They will also provide black artists with an excellent public outlet for their work and offer trainees a rare opportunity to be involved with a prestigious and worthwhile project. The project will further race relations by contributing generally to the awareness of London and specifically to local residents where the murals are sited." It also goes on to say what the other murals that were made. There were in fact four murals made. One was by Keith Piper and Shaila Kumari Berman and Shante Panchel and myself, and then Lubaina Himid and Simon Alexander made one in Notting Hill. Most of the people Tam and myself interviewed in the Brixton area were people who came from the Caribbean islands to the UK at the end of the Second World War. And so we decided to make a kind of a narrative story across this very long war, which was about 27 meters long and just about 4 meters tall. Today the mural, you can't see it because the site has been, another building has been placed on the site, so you can't actually see the mural today. But it was a long open wall on a public square, and it read from left to right, with the catastrophe of the Brixton riots creating the middle to end part of the mural. And the final image is a very abstracted depiction of the poet Lyndon Kwesi Johnson, who lived and worked on Railton Road at the time. My partner Tam Joseph was an obvious choice for me. He was also from the Caribbean. He knew the community. He participated in Carnival and could inform me about Caribbean life and Caribbean history, particularly the life and history of those who came to the UK at the end of the Second World War, which is like his parents and relatives. And Tam was an obvious choice. He's a marvelous artist and a good painter and just great fun to be with. And the weeks we spent painting this mural were really a superb period of my life. But Tam, like myself, was not a mural painter. he was another artist. He made sculptures and paintings and drawings, just as I did, and did not have a commercial gallery in the West End, but was active, very active in the London art scene.